was a bad time, wouldn't go back. But memories of good times, they really last. Arms in your sweatshirt, primrose at night, mint chocolate ice cream, your hazel eyes. I know it's so low to hate you for leaving without me, but why leave so quickly? Do you miss me? Did all of this past year mean anything? Maybe it's all in my mind. I swear if I saw you tonight, we could make peace with it, not have to sleep with it, haunting me all of the time. I'd take back the thing that I said.
You think you're the wony? You're not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the fart.
Being prepared is a key component of an enjoyable day out. The National Ski Patrol reminds you to be physically fit and to have your skis and bindings checked and tuned by a professional and to have your boots properly fitted by a boot fitter before you arrive at the slopes. If your gear is not functioning properly, it increases the risks of injury while skiing or boarding. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 27th, the SUNY Oneonta Chamber Orchestra has a performance at the Fine Arts Center in room M201 at 7:30 p.m. Also on Monday, the Activities Council is hosting a karaoke night happening in the Hunt Union Waterfront Room at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, April 28th, men's baseball plays SUNY Poly happening at 4 p.m. at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. And as usual, Trivia Tuesday will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, April 29th, the Office of Student Experience is hosting their XOXO Red Dragons event, where you could drop by and take a moment to write a letter home to your family, friends, or supporters. This event will be happening from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Hunt Union Lobby. On Thursday, April 30th, the annual Juried Student Show will have its reception in the Martin Muller Gallery in Fine Arts. Check out over 90 pieces of work by over 70 students highlighting different themes and mediums from over the academic year. The reception will be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., but the gallery will be open until May 2nd. Also on Thursday, the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center will be hosting a Paint and Sip with Pride event happening from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the Leather Stocking Room in Hunt Union. Spots are limited, so RSVP to the event to guarantee your spot. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Welcome to Miscellaneous Music. It is 4:02 on the dot because we have important things that we have to play before. Why am I like... Chat, am I... Is this just a headphone thing or do I sound freaking staticky? Hashtag let me know down in the comments, please. Yeah, so... Hi. Happy Monday. No Miscellaneous Music last because I was slumped with an essay. And we barely made it to Miscellaneous Music this week because I was also slumped with an essay. PSA to professors, please stop assigning me essays. I'm really tired of staring at my computer. Love and appreciate y'all, though. You know I love my classes. I'm DJ Lonnie of Miscellaneous Music. I host a show every Monday, almost every Monday, because I get busy, from 4 to 6 p.m. Today, Our theme is K-pop. Yay! That was just like really loud and unnecessary. And like, I feel like it didn't have to be that loud and unnecessary. But anyways, yeah. So today is K-pop theme part two because we did that last week and I had a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys had a lot of fun, but I had a lot of fun. What's coming up this week? This week's Zara Week. Get excited for Zara. Woo! What's Zara's? Now, yeah, that's me when I'm like that. I'm actually going up and singing. This week is O-Fest, which is really freaking exciting. We are 2 weeks, 1 week technically. Okay, on Thursday, we'll be 1 week away from Terps. Everyone get your tickets. Yeah, come see the Terps show. It's going to be really, really cool. My dance team, OK Crew, is going to be performing in it. And I'm in both OK Crew dances, so like, come see if you can spot me. Like, that'd be fun. Yeah, go buy your Terps tickets. Go support Terps. This Saturday was a fashion show, and that was super cool. Shout out to the really cool and talented people we have in our school. I love seeing cool and talented people. Yesterday, I went on a mini hike to Table Rock. That was great. Everyone and their mother was there. Like, hi, everyone. That was great. Then we went to a diner, and I got a tuna melt. Guys, tuna melt at a diner. Like, if I go to a diner, I have to have a tuna melt. There is nothing else I can have. Like, I can, like, ponder, like, oh, I'm going to get a burger. No, it's always going to be a tuna melt, okay? Because I know what I like, and I know what's good. You know, like, I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to, like, break out of things, like, what do you call it? Why would I break out of my habits if I know my habits work? You know what I mean? But yeah, I had a tuna melt. It was so good. We were going to get dessert, but that girl who was working there was just stressed and tired. So we were like, nah. We went to DQ. I got a s'mores flurry. Nope, not a flurry. What is it called? A s'mores blizzard. I got a blizzard. So good. If you know me, you know I'm also severely lactose intolerant. So my stomach hurt this morning. But we lived and we pushed through. And I didn't eat. Like, I got a small. Their smalls are ginormous. And then we merged together my small and my friend Lexi's medium to give my friend Lily one. So yeah. Yeah, I did it. I was up till one writing one essay last night. And I tried writing the other one. And I was so tired. And I was like, I need to go to bed. Guys, prioritize your mental health, especially as finals week is coming up. Because, like, you can't stay up. Like, early this semester, I would be staying up to like 4 a.m. doing, like, and like, I was a little more on time with my stuff. But what's a few late assignments if I don't feel crazy because I'm actually sleeping? Like, you got to think about that. You really do. You have to weigh these options. What is it called? Cost and effect. Like, it's like this thing in business where it's like loss and like gain or whatever. Like, think about that. Like, think about your losses. Think about your gains. Like, yes, I may have not finished this essay, but I didn't feel crazy, and I also didn't sleep through my 9 a.m. class. Much to think about. Anyways, I've been talking for too long. Our first song for today is some TXT because DJ Lonnie loves TXT. So we're going to play TXT. This is from their new album, Seventh Year, A Moment of Stillness in the Thorns. Now, I know TXT is not listening because they are in Korea, but they recently got a grand slam. Basically, there's 5 music shows. Okay, K-pop lore breakdown. There's music shows in Korea where and that happen every week, weekly music shows that happen different days of the week, every week, that K-pop performers go on to promote their songs, and fans can vote and they can win awards for the week. TXT in their promotional week's last 2 weeks, TXT in their promotional week got a grand slam, which meant that they won first place in every single music show that existed, that they went on. So, hi, like, wait, actually, let's get a round of applause. Hold on now. We're getting applause. Hold on. We're looking it up. Give me a second. Yeah. Let's get some applause, you know? Like, honestly, like, shout out to my close personal friends, Tomorrow by Together, TXT, for getting their 5 wins for this album, because it's really good. And one thing I know is that my old group is always going to make some good music. So, ha. So, yeah. This first song is Take Me to Nirvana. It is their 3rd track on their 7th year, Moment of Stillness in the Thorns EP. It is with, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, Vinita Wang. She is a Chinese rapper, I believe. And she is beautiful. And, yeah, this is Take Me to Nirvana. It's so good. It's really short. But so is every K-pop song now. Bring back bridges. Anyways. This is Take Me to Nirvana. Let's just freaking do it.
Have you ever dreamed of a suicide? Just close your eyes and feel it. Nirvana.
Take me to Nirvana. 이 순간에 잠겨 모든 번뇌가
That was Take Me to Nirvana featuring Vinita Wang by Tomorrow by Together from their seventh year Moment of Stillness and the Thorns EP. I really have a hard time ranking the songs in this album because they're all so good. They're all genuinely so good. And I'm cool. Like, these are all amazing songs. So yeah. Like, I think their title track is really, really strong. I think that honestly, and not to be a glazer, I've really never found a time where I was like, I wish this song was better from TXT. Like, I really do think everything they release is so good, so high quality, like, genuine. And they're like, I think a big thing with K-pop, again, sometimes a lot of K-pop is like regurgitated what's popular and like, around the world or around the US, and they kind of miss the mark there sometimes. I firmly believe that TXT has continuously stayed true to their their brand, and in their seventh year, this album is literally called Seventh Year Moment of Stillness and the Thorns because this is post them re-updating their contract. Whole thing in K-pop countries that they last for, I believe, 7 years at first, unless the group disbands before then, and then they get to talk about the contract. They decide if they want to continue as a group or if they want to break up as a group, and they talk to the company. It's this whole big process. It's really, really important. So when a group re-thingies their contract, that's really good, guys. That's really good. So TXT just did that, and so that's why this album highlights the fact that they're in their seventh year. And what was I saying? Oh, so for up until this year now, they've had Lore. So they debuted in 2019, I think. And their whole Lore was I would say it was kind of Peter Pan-ish, kind of youth and growing older. And there was also superpowers involved that I didn't really understand. There was an evil cat. But the whole main thing was youth and growing older and staying together and stuff like that. And friendship and joy and happiness and love. And so that just ended with the Star chapter. The Star Chapter, the most recent one. And that album was genuinely the greatest thing ever created ever in the world ever. And Song of the Stars, greatest song ever created ever in the world ever. Whoa, excuse me. My throat is dry. So yeah, this is their first album they've released without having Lore attached. And so it's really, really important. They're a new team. They say they're they're promoting this as a new team. They're winning. They're a new team. They're rookies right now. They're on their, it's they're rookies all over again. So really important. Just really good album. Thank you, TXT. I love you. Okay. Anyways, enough about TXT, because I could talk about them all day and I can't do that. So this next song is by 10. 10, we love you. 10 is a... Is he Thai? I think. I'm going to say 10 is Thai. He's a Thai K-pop idol who is in NCT. What is NCT? Is he in? I don't know. I don't know what NCT is in off the top of my head. Hold on, guys. I need to fix my headphones in my hair. And it's really... Because it's really stressing me out the way my hair is touching my face. So we're going to fix that real quick. Hold on. Just give me 1 second. I can't really hear if you guys can hear. Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me and see me and hear me? But yeah, so give me a second. Just give me someone. Just literally just give me a second. Take me to Nirvana. Free from... Okay. I just like... I didn't like how my hair was like hitting my face there. Oh, can I like not... Oh, hello? Hold on. Can I hear myself? Okay, I think I can. I hope I can. What the heck? Free from all... Okay. I think I... Okay, I can hear myself. Okay. That was so weird. Yeah, so... I think, yeah, this album's... no, that's not... We're no. 10. Yes, 10 is a Thai idol, and he is in NCT, which is a group under SM Entertainment. We talked about NCT a little bit last week when I played an NCT Dream song because my good personal close friend, Mark Lee of NCT, left, like, the industry. And so we played a little bit of Morium in Memoriam songs to him. And so 10 also left SM, but he didn't leave the industry. He's just leaving SM because SM is evil. Okay, all these big companies, TXT's under HYBE, and Big Hit hate big companies are just not usually really, really good. Come on now. SM is just a little evil. So 10 left. And so he's going to go do some solo stuff, but he's still in the groups. But he makes really good solo music. So this next song is Stunner by 10 by his, from his second mini album. And it's so good. It's just really good. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. I forgot. Oh God. Okay. But yeah. So I'm going to play Stunner and yeah, that's it. Let's go.
It's only you, baby. You are stunner. 시작부터 난 정해진 듯이 너를 본 그 순간 멈춰진 걸음 시선을 뺏겨서 마지막까지 억지로 외면해도 떨어진 내 질문 I know you feel 나처럼 기대하고 있지 So real love I'm talking about some real love 홀린 듯 다가와 위험해 난 잠깐 스친 순간 부족한 틱톡 조금 뒤에 터질 것 그저 일상이 뛰어넘은 매력 앞에 난 You're getting got bigger bigger pain 어지러운데 버티지 못하고서 사라지게 뻔해 I see my future in your eyes My little angel in the sky Reset, set up, walk like Big Bang. No, it's tricky. Not a top, I'm gonna no way. Yeah, go up, shit. Got a muscle, bet the bun. Hey, no, I shot, boy. Don't need no brakes, it's okay.
Violet, you made
it. Now the flames set the mood.
I'm running, falling. It's not a bad and cool. I'm gonna turn to like a
knocking. There ain't nobody but you, baby. Holding the dagger, why?
For you, man, I'm drunk and such a song of poor chocolate. Tita, chocolate, do you talk to you?
Baby, you shine, baby, you shine.
clocking into the Making Amazing Music Factory. Like, ooh, 10, I cannot wait to see what you do outside of SM. Genuinely, like, I think when I first discovered the song, I genuinely played it all the time. Like, all of the time. Like, I am obsessed with this song. I love this song down. So yeah, that was Stunner by 10. We're about 20 minutes in. How are we only 20 minutes in? I feel like I've been here for 10 hours. Anyways, yeah. So that was Stunner by 10. I really do like 10 a lot. I think he's really good. What is he in? Is he in 127? Hold on. What? No, he's not 127. Is he in Wavy? Where are you from? I don't know what NCT he's in. He's in NCT, but I don't know what unit he's in. But he's in NCT, and I like NCT a lot. So yeah. Anyways, I think he's not in 127. He's not in Dream. I think he's in Wavy, and he's in like some NCTU songs. Anyways, yeah, that was 10, and 10 the freaking goat. So this next song, guys, this is one of like the top tier BTS songs of all time. About to play, okay? And this song is so relevant because they played it as an encore song. They played it as an encore song freaking in Florida yesterday. They're in Florida already? Was it in Florida? I might have to fact check that. But they played this song as an encore song. And you know who should have gotten this encore song? Me. In August when I go see BTS. That's all I have to say about that. They're in Florida. Are they already in Florida? That doesn't feel right to me. Like, where are we? Like, genuinely, like, what? Like, what is happening? Where are we? Like, anyways. So, if you don't know, this next song is Pied Piper by BTS. Guys, this song is so good. And I don't know if you've seen, if you are a BTS fan, if you're a BTS fan, there is this one performance of this song that is genuinely the most beautiful performance ever in the world to happen, and it's so good, and they better bring Pied Piper back, or something terrible is gonna happen. I don't know. Can they perform? Oh my god. Anyways, so yeah, this is Pied Piper BTS. The song is good. Tap it for some peak real quick. Let's go. Wait. Let's go.
Yeah. 어쩌면 그래 나는 조금 위험해 조금 위험해 너의 끝 그는 피리 부는 사나이처럼 나는 너를 시험해 너를 시험해 하면서도 이끌리는 선악가처럼 내 피린 모든 걸 깨워겠어 우리 너를 태워도 이끌려 반응하는 너 끊임없이 숨을 불어내 난 너의 good pleasure 헤어나올 순 없어
Guys, that song is so good. Oh my god. But I haven't ever heard that like weird like background voice. Like, I'm taking over you. Like, I never even picked that up. Like, I haven't even been like really, really like listening to Pied Piper this whole time, apparently. But anyways, this... Let's let's break up some of these men with the girl group, you know? But that was Pied Piper BTS. BTS, if you hear me, BTS, if you're listening, please play Pied Piper at the Saturday show in New York. I don't care about New Jersey. In New York. It's basically New York. It's a New York show in my heart. Okay? Anyways, please do it. I will be waiting for your response. Thank you. But yeah. I just remembered I have, like, an interview I have to... Oh, my God, guys. Guys. I can't keep doing this. Genuinely. Oh, my God. Anyways. So that was Pied Piper, and I really like that song. This next song, we're about to be 30 minutes in. This next song, let's get some Kiki in the mix. I've played 404 on the show before, I believe. Fo-fo, not found the system. Fo-fo, the new era. I'm pretty odd. Okay, we almost got to 30 minutes, but no yawns. I'm proud of myself. But yeah, this is from the same, mini album, I believe. It's called, Delulu Pack. I think 404 is also on this album. Kiki makes really, really good music. They are, like, really young, so I don't know much about them because they're young. But their music is really, really good. What company are they under? Hold on. Mama, let's research. Never mind. Anyways. I could not find. We'll look it up in a song playing. But yeah, this is going to be Delulu by Kiki. So let's go.
Love it. Can't 본 끝까지
I was recently having a conversation about what the name of this thing is with my good personal friends, Kira and Lily. And it's the fruit and water thing. Like, it's like the fruit and the water. It's like that's what that song sounds like. Fruit, water, like, oh my God, I'm going to look it up. Oh my gosh, I'm going to look it up. This is so serious to me. But like that, it's like, you know, the like that fruit water, like kind of like. It's giving, like, iPod background. Like, oh, my gosh, please. What is this called? Chat. What is this called? Oh, my gosh. I'm literally looking. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Oh, Frutiger Arrow? Is that true? Frutiger Arrow? Okay, yes. It's, like, this very, very specific type of, like, aesthetic, I guess, where it's, like, it's like the fruit and it's in like the water and like it's kind of like it's giving like iPod like background. That's literally the only way I can describe what that is. But that's what the Lulu by Kiki gives me. But that song's really, really good. Genuinely, I complain about this every single time I listen to K-pop songs though. Can we please make songs longer than 2 minutes and 30 seconds? Take this. Now, I'm going to give you a hypothetical and you're going to walk with me. I'm at the gym. I'm playing my K-pop playlist. I'm like, my K-pop playlist makes me happy and joyful. And I actually don't hate the gym. So, like, it's fine. Right? I'm at the gym. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's hit the treadmill. Like, I got to play a good playlist. I don't want to, like, constantly be touching my phone during the treadmill. I'm not someone who likes to, like, go on my phone when I'm on the treadmill. It genuinely distracts me. Also, like, I feel like I'm the only person still, like, wearing the safety clip in the gym. Like, guys, like, let's wear the safety clip. Like guys, like, let's all be safe. Anyways, why is it that? And I'm like, okay. 25 minutes on the treadmill today, right? And I'm like, okay. If I'm going... Song should be at least 3 minutes or four. Okay, let's do 30 so it makes more sense. I'm like, all right. I'll be on the treadmill for 30 minutes. Okay, yeah, 30 minutes including a cool down, right? Because so 25 minutes just like doing that and then like 5 minute cool down. 30 minutes. That should be 10 K-pop songs. But every song... It's like 2 minutes and 20 seconds or like 2 minutes and 15 seconds. No songs are like 3 minutes anymore. So how am I able to decide how many more K-pop songs I have left before I'm done with the treadmill? You know what I mean? Like I need to be sure about these things. These things are really important to me. Anyways, that was Lulu by Kiki. We had to do a little bit of some girl group to get in between the boys. But this next song, guys, this next song, I have been obsessed with this song for so long. I love this song, okay? This is some NCT Dream. Mark Lee, we miss you. We're thinking of you. Moment of silence for Mark Lee. Thank you. So he's not like dead. He just left the industry. But I'm going to... Excuse me. Whoa, excuse me. And this song is, okay, this is ISTJ, and I'm actually going to talk about MBTI for a second, because I really like MBTI. So, imagine it's, like, circa, like, 2021, and I am, like, how old was I? What's 21 minus 6? 21 minus 10 is 11. And then add 15, right? Add 4 to that. Yeah, I think. So yeah, it's like 2021, and the big all the rave on the internet is MBTI, Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. If you don't know what that is, it's really just like a set of like four letters that tells you like your personality. And so I, for reference, I'm an ESFJ or an ENFJ. If you've done the Myers-Briggs test, like with the ones with the characters, I'm like the green one and the light blue one. But there's this MBTI test I used to take that had like 100 questions that was really, really accurate. And I would kind of, I jump between ENFJ and ESFJ right now. So I say I'm an EXFJ. Anyways, that means I'm extroverted, sensing, feeling, and judging. Heavy on the judging. Anyways, so yeah. So this song, ISTJ, is like, it's a, MBTI got like really popular in Korea. I forgot when. And so like, it was like, a bit like literally like being like, what's like, knowing someone's MBTI, is like, it's kind of like, for like, I like zodiacs are really popular here, like in the US. Like MBTI was like really popular in like Korea. Like that's like, like things you need to know about people off the top of your head. Anyways, but there was a time where it was really popular, like really important in my life. But anyways, that was in another universe, you know, like wow. 2020 and 2021, you know. I hope you didn't hear my hair just on the mic. Anyways, also, never mind. So yeah, this song is ICJ by NCT Dream. I don't know why I got into that whole rant. This song makes you think about MBTI. So, yeah. I'm gonna yawn. Oh my gosh. It's getting to me. Oh my gosh. No. Inshallah, we will not fall asleep. We will not fall asleep. Anyways. It's gonna be ISTJ NCT Dream. Let's get the mood up a little.
Let's get it done.
너란 아이돌만의 루틴 끝을 가려 느낀 대로 날 풀어볼게. It's the way you are. Dangerous. 우리 세상에 어떤 뜨거움. Let's talk about it.
Let's get down.
So that was ISTJ by NCT Dream. I really love that song. But yeah, actually, I talked about MBTI before because there's lyrics that like literally like I think that was Marco's like introvert, and then he says something in like Korean, I think, which I don't know what he says. But ISI is introverted, sensing. I don't know what's thinking, and judging. So yeah. Anyways. That was ICJ by NCT Dream. So yeah, it's 4:40. Time check, it's 4:40. So there's that. Yeah. let's just real life, like, just go to the next song, honestly. This next song is by my girls, NMIX, my girls. We love you. This next song is from NMIX's FE304 Forward EP album. And this is, I believe, the title track. This is Know About Me by NMIX. What I find so cool about NMIX, and also I was going to comment, actually, before we get to this, what I like about ICJ, I like to switch up for, like, the bridge, the waiting for you, I'm just waiting for you, from, like, that, like, I don't know, like, I love a switch up in a song. Tell me a switch up in a song, I'm sat, immediately, sat, ding, sat. So, yeah. That was ICJ. Anyways, Know About Me. NMIX, my girls, are known for doing, like, a good change up. Like, I really like this. Like, let's roll the dice. Which I think is actually also on our list for today. But yeah, so this next song is Know About Me. I really like the song. I think the choreo is really cool too. Here comes the okay. Remember, talking about the choreo, but I think the choreo is really good too. So yeah, this is Know About Me by NMIX.
Let me show you to show you that know about me. That's that. Show you to show you that know about me. Yeah, let you down, down, soon we jump up. Let me go down, down, stand there by and by. Show you to show you that know about me. That's that. Show you to show you that know about me. Won't let you down, down, soon we jump up. Let me die, die, get in my heart. So I have a new body, from to get my new lush. Giving my heart out of affection, I'm not a good one. Show you that know about me.
One thing about NMIX is that they are never going to disappoint, and that is exactly why Know About Me is so good, because it's not disappointing, because it's good. Thank you. In a time where a lot of K-pop music is disappointing, my girls, and it's actually, oh, remember, comebacks on the way. Tune in for some real music. Let me get my facts straight. Give me a second, everyone. Hold on, everyone has to wait until I get my facts straight. Everyone has to wait. No one say anything. Hold on. Oh my God. No one say anything. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah. Get ready for real music. May 18th. Motto by ITZY. Yeah. Yeah. Get ready for some real music. That's going to be peak. Okay. My ITZY girls, don't disappoint. Except for Girls Will Be Girls. But I still think that song was, like, all right. didn't really know what was going on with the concept video, though. It's very different. Also, every B-side on that album is really good. Anyways, and Tunnel Vision was the greatest album ever created ever in the world. So that's what we're working with. So Motto is going to be peak. And I think the members are having solos, so I'm there. And then ITZY tour when you come to the US, I'm there. Also, aespa is releasing May 29th with their Lemonade album. They're kind of like trying to reheat like Beyonce's Nachos. Like, I don't know what's going on, but like, I'm gonna support my aespa girls either way. Like, I'm gonna support them 10 toes down. But that's May 29th, so real music in May. Everyone tune in for real music in May. Yeah, hold on. I just realized something. I'm gonna do something. All right, cool. But yeah, so tune in for real music. That's aespa is a little back for me. I don't think ITZY will disappoint. Aespa, I don't know, their last comebacks were like all right, so I'm really scared for this one, but I hope it's really good. I can feel in my bones it will be good. I can feel it. It's gonna be good. But yeah, anyways, let's switch gears here to the next song. This next song, let's bring my Blackpink girls, like my Blackpink girls. This is Whistle by Blackpink. Okay, I've said this before, every time when I play Blackpink, I've never been like a Blink. I never really listened to Blackpink a lot, but I do know Blinks. My good friends, Michaela and Lily. Really big Blinks back in the day. So I have heard a pretty good amount of Blackpink songs. This song, Whistle, I like a lot. I like the bridge a lot, specifically. So yeah, do with that what you will. But yeah, this next song is by Blackpink. Like, let's just, like, honestly, just, like, jump right into it. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, boy. Make him whistle like a missile. Bomb, bomb. Every time I show up, lower arms. Make him whistle like a missile. Bomb, bomb. Every time I show up, lower arms.
In the moon, in the world, 날 잊을 수 없어. 눈빛이 아직 나를 이렇게 설레게 해. Boom, boom. 24, 365 오직 너와 같이 하고파 낮에도 이 밤에도 이렇게 너를 원해 mm-hmm. yeah. 모든 남자들이 날 매일 check out 대부분이 날 가질 수 있다 착각 절대 많은 거 원치 않아 맘을 원해 난 넌 신랑을 도려내 보여봐 아주 씩씩하게대로 씩씩하게 so hot so hot 내가 어쩔 줄 모르게 해 마지막히 불러줘 내 귓가에 저를 이 바람 피던 Hold up. I'm a hold your mouth. Just whistle to my heart. Cause what it got, 지금 나를 이렇게 설레게 해. Boom, boom. 생각은 지루해. 느낌이 every day, all day. 내 곁에 많이 써줘, zoom, zoom. 언제 나는 silent. 도도하지만 이 앞에 some darling. 뜨거워지잖아, like a dancer, darling. 널 알아갈수록 울려대는 마음속. 그만 내 배, 너무 와라, naked boy. 이젠 checkmate game은 내가 win. 난 널 take care, 안아줘도 세게. 누가 널 가로채하기 전에 내가. 이대로 지나치지 마요. 너도 나처럼.
This beat got me feeling like.
show up, blow up. Make a whistle like a missile, bomb, bomb. Every time I show up.
That was Whistle by Blackpink. This all came out in 2016. That was 10 years ago. Whoa. Like, actually, whoa. But yeah, anyways, that was Whistle by Blackpink. So, like, he was, like, sometimes, like, okay. I think it's 2016. Every K-pop rapper was, like, literally thinking, like, they were the rappers, like, ever. But I do think that, like, and me and my good friend Leo had this conversation ever. Like, I feel like hip-hop rapping, like, there was a point where it used to be, like, it used to be really cool because it was, like, you were mixing, like, Korean and English lyrics. So it was, like, yo, I'm low-key bilingual. And that was, like, fire. But now, like, a lot of hip-hop rappers just, like, ugh. Like, ugh. I don't know how to explain it. Like, they're just, ugh. Anyways. But also my Blackpink, I really just like that bridge. Ooh. Like, ooh, hi bridge. Hi. Anyways, yeah. Let's just honestly just go into the next song for real. This next song, this is gonna be Are You Alive by Triple S. There's some part in Korean. I can't read Hangul, so I don't know what that says. But it's Are You Alive is the English this is Triple S. Okay. Flyback Triple S. There are my knee. Ow. There are 23 girls in that 23 girls in Triple S. And I think what happened, well, I don't know what about, it was like they started with like subunit debuts, kind of like Luna. Luna mentioned. Like, they started with like subunit debuts and then like, and then they were still getting all the members and then they finally did all the members. There are 23 of them. Now, I'm not a Triple S fan, so I don't know how they do that. 23. That's crazy. That's a lot of people. Okay. But yeah. So let's just play Are You Alive? It's fun. It's like, okay, like big thing K-pop songs, they're always gonna say a la la la, like la, like this one is you'll hear it. I'm not gonna spoil it because I like their la la la, but K-pop songs love a la la la. So let's hop in to Triple S's Are You Alive? Excuse me. La 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 la. Oh no, I did spoil it. No. La 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 la. Well, now I'm not gonna not spoil it. Okay, it's really good. Alright, let's go. Okay.
Are you alive?
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
I don't remember if Are You Alive was their first song with all 23 of them. But I think it's really interesting because I don't know how they put up lyrics there, because half the song, la 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 la. Oh, Mod House. That's who they're under. That's who does Mod House? Is that Art? That's not Artemis. Is it Artemis? It might be Artemis. Anyways, yeah, that was Are You Alive by Triple S. Yeah, I wonder how they did the lyric split up there, because I'm like, there's a lot of y'all. There's low key a lot of y'all. So like, were you all splitting up the la 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 la's? Like, how are you going through that? You know what I mean? Like, how are you doing that? You know? But yeah. So, yeah, we have about 3 minutes till we have to have some special messages. So, I'm gonna tell you guys about my week plans. I have to make a documentary for my video production class, and so I'm currently in the midst of like planning that, because I never give myself enough time to do anything ever in the world. Apparently, I'm always stressed out. So we're trying to plan. I'm excited for dinner. I'm so hungry. Today I wrote an essay from 9:30 to genuinely 1 p.m. And that was crazy. And that was not fun. But it's really, really nice out here today. I hope everyone gets some sun. The sun is great. I love the sun. I'm a big fan of the sun myself, you know. But yeah, I hope you guys have all gotten to like try a little bit of that. Try everything, Shakira. I'm excited to go out. It was like hot, like it's hot. Oh, I wore a flannel from the thrift today, and it was severely long on me, so I cut it myself. So now we're gonna have that raw hem. I low key messed up the second time I cut. I don't know how obvious it is though. We might have to like straighten it out. I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm a little scared, but it's okay. But yeah, and yeah, it's been a pretty. My original goal after finishing my essay and eating lunch was to like sit outside and like chill. Guys, I live in MacDuff. If you're on studio on campus, I live in MacDuff. The Madison, like, excuse me, I'm yawning. The Madison, like, green area, just filled with people. And I'm like, wait, like, I'm jealous. Like, I want to get a little picnic blanket. And, like, I want to have a little picnic blanket and, like, have some fruit. And, like, hang out with my friends and have some fruit. Like, that sounds yummy and delicious and so fun. Like, I feel like I need to do that. Anyways, let's switch over to some possible important messages for today. And I'll see you guys in a second.
Hey, so what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Probably just studying. How about you?
Well, I'll be listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's a great idea. Me too.
What's one of your favorite memories?
That's a tough question. Well, there was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. And I can remember one night we were laying out in our hammocks and we were just, you know, watching the trees rustling in the wind above us, and we could hear the sounds of the forest all around us. Frogs singing and owls calling and the creek running nearby. It was amazing.